Cottrell, H.W. Haskell, S.N. Knox. St. Helena, California, December 17, 1908. Elders Cottrell, Haskell, and Knox. Dear brethren, I have something to say regarding the land for which we have been negotiating as a site for our conference school. This land is not being purchased for the purpose of encouraging a large number of our people to make homes upon it for their families. Our school is to be located here, and the fewer families settling close about the school, the better it will be for the students and for the managers of the school interests. The large tract of land has not been brought as a speculation. Provision must first be made for the teachers and for those who act a part in the work of the school. A few families who have proved themselves to be wise and loyal supporters of our educational work may be encouraged to make homes nearby or on the school farm. But our people generally should not be encouraged to come in and make their homes at Sonoma. Let not the parents cherish the idea that they can do this, for in 9 cases out of 10, it will not be for the best interests of the children. In most cases, it will be a blessing for the youth if they can be away from their parents and under the management of qualified teachers in the school. The presentation in spiritual lines would be clearer, and the development of character would be far more encouraging. Competent managers and teachers of ability will be needed, for this school is to be conducted on a high spiritual plane after the order of the schools of the prophets. There is need of a reformatory works being done in all our schools and in every church. The words were spoken with great impressiveness. Our schools need more of the guidance of the Holy Spirit and less of confidence in human power. We are living in the very closing scenes of this earth's history. Our teachers are to represent Christ's methods and Christ's spirit. Do not censure, but teach the truth. To a congregation in which were assembled teachers, ministers, and physicians, these words were spoken. You are to represent in your work the gentleness of Christ. Let your hearts melt with tenderness as you tell of the love of God for a fallen world. Let Christ's meekness appear, and let his gentleness be seen in you.